This is the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. By now, most local residents have been warned that this year there are more ticks than usual, and that's known largely because of research from Rick Ostfeld of the Cary Institute of Ecosystem Studies in Dutchess County. A bumper crop of acorns in 2015 led to lots of mice in 2016, which has caused a tick population explosion in 2017. Sheila M. Eldred at 538.com reports that will lead to genetically modified mice let loose sometime after 2023. Kevin Esvelt, an evolutionary engineer at MIT, is working on editing mice DNA to make them unable to pass bacteria and viruses to ticks. While Esvelt's research has created an ongoing ethical debate about manipulating wild animals, he plans to release genetically modified mice on island 7 years from now to test his work. Read the full story at 538.com. On July 5th, less than 3 hours before WAMC said he will take questions on the air, the website of Representative John Faso, Republican from Kinderhook, still did not list the appearance. At 11 a.m., his website said that on July 5th there will be a Watervliet Arsenal meet and greet in Watervliet, but did not list time or any other details. On July 4th, for much of the day, Faso's website did not list any public events at all. Then, just before the event, he listed an appearance at the Saugerties July 4th parade. Later in the day, Faso's webpage was updated to say he would also be at the Wyndham July 4th parade. In years past, local congressional representatives Scott Murphy, a Democrat, and Chris Gibson, a Republican, listed their July 4th appearances and other public events in advance on their websites. Congress is on a break this week, and Faso does not list any public appearances at all. The Catskill Mountain News reports that Faso will be at the Roxbury Arts Center in Roxbury July 7th. This event is put on by the Delaware County Chamber of Commerce, part of their First Friday breakfast series. Anyone who wants to attend must register in advance at delawarecounty.org or by calling 607-746-2281. Matthew Hamilton reports in Capital Confidential that while the legislative session is now over in Albany, a number of bills are in Governor Andrew Cuomo's inbox awaiting a signature or rejection. Quote, state lawmakers approved 606 pieces of legislation between January and June, down from 618 last year. Governor Andrew Cuomo has acted on 84 bills and has three currently on his desk. That leaves more than 500 in the hopper, end quote, Hamilton writes. Some of the possible bills that could be signed into law, a mandate for American iron and steel in some state projects, post-traumatic stress disorder added to the list of conditions that can be treated with medical marijuana, a taxi seatbelt bill mandating use for drivers and front seat passengers over 16, and a bill that would allow charitable organizations to sell raffle tickets online. No word from the governor, though, when or if any of these bills that passed the Senate and the Assembly will become laws. Read the full story in Capital Confidential. And the Albany Times-Union reports that the State Department of Environmental Conservation wants to hear from New Yorkers about what to do with the $127 million air pollution settlement from Volkswagen. Proposed projects must reduce nitrogen oxides, a pollutant that harms public health and forms ozone or smog. Officials will host a public hearing on the matter July 20th in Albany, and anyone can also comment online. People can send comments to vw.apend@dec.ny.gov. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.